This recording, Alberta 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job in a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. That letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was odd, an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some forces to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm. Then, singing a tune to her, finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma to give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison's a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I grew up in a rural area, pretty much the only house on the road, so the nearest neighbor was over a mile away. Probably almost 2 miles away, really, so we could ride our bikes as far as we really felt we could back when we were kids, and there'd be nobody around or nobody to meet. There's a couple of trucks a day on the gravel road, but basically just ourselves, for sure, growing up. Our neighbors growing up, anybody that lived within 10 miles, we would really consider a neighbor, I guess. As I got older into my teenage years, I suppose my favorite neighbor was one that lived 2 or 3 miles away. They were big into cattle, and he actually hired me to work for them in the farming season and putting up hay for their cows. And one winter, he actually got me to fill in and feed the cows for a couple of days while they were gone on holiday. So that was kind of neat, doing stuff that we didn't do growing up on our farm. So yeah, that's kind of a story about, he was older than mom and dad, but he hired me, so I looked up to him that way. Probably drank my first beer working for him, actually, when I was 15.